It's late morning inside Kenmore East High School in Tonawanda, where students freely chatted as they changed classes. On the second floor hallway wall of their school, there is a reminder, or perhaps a symbol, of their freedom as American teens.
And I can't believe that she actually had the courage to do that, and I would really hope that I could maybe one day have the opportunity to stand up for something that I believe in such a way.
Theodora Luza is a freshman arts student. She was one of 75 who helped paint the portrait. Their art teacher, Matthew Sigourney, encouraged students to select an inspirational person to portray.
We had to choose someone that was really influential, and Mr. Sigourney introduced us to this girl, Malala, who is definitely someone who has made a huge impact on the world this year. And we all agreed that she was someone who really is making a difference, and we thought that she should be recognized.
It was a really powerful project.
Each school year, our teacher Sigourney encourages his students to pick a powerful person in the creation of a 9-foot by 9-foot painted portrait. Last year, they selected Martin Luther King Jr.
Gives us an opportunity to teach kids about people standing up for what they believe in. And truthfully, we were struggling to find one for this year. And then it was an obvious choice once we thought of it. Her being the same age as the students, her being in a situation completely different from their own.
Well, she is our age, and it's just unbelievable that she stood up for people our age, but it's in a different country.
Emma Knapp is also a freshman art student at Kenmore East. She painted one of the sections closest to Malala's face. The project has turned into a powerful teaching tool.
We take for granted the things that we get here, but she didn't get things over there. We are so protected over here, like our schools and everything. I feel very grateful.
What did you learn from this?
I learned to not take for granted what I have now. Like, there's people all around the world that don't have what I have.
Another freshman art student who wanted to be identified only as Noah painted a few of the squares of the portrait.
Are you amazed by her story and what she did?
Yeah, I thought it was really brave of her to go out and just fight for the cause and talk about everything that she had to do. And, I mean, she definitely paid the price for it, but she's still fighting for it.
Malala has undergone extensive recovery since the October shooting by the Taliban. She was recently released from a hospital in England, but will return at some point for more surgery. For the Kenmore East art students, the portrait has sparked conversation at the school about this young woman's courageous journey.
A lot of kids liked the painting. A lot of kids thought it was very cool that we did all of this and painted her quotes. And everyone thought she was a really inspirational person again. She's just amazing, I guess.
Yeah, because people don't know about other places. They just, a lot of people here just think about their life. They don't think about the people over in every country that struggle every day like she did.
Really impressed with our school that we got to bring awareness to such a subject, because I really think that kids don't know. They don't know what's going on. They just kind of live in this bubble of our culture, and they don't really get to see how other things are. And by doing this, we're kind of like popping the bubble, and we're bringing awareness into what's actually going on in the world.
It's nice to know that you can make a difference.
Sigourney is very proud of his students.
My kids this year are incredibly compassionate, and they are all yours, but for some reason this group has really driven the project. They're really great kids. I feel privileged.
We'll be sending out the packages to Malala. So we're going to need to get all, if you haven't.
Students plan to send images of the portrait with individual letters and create a YouTube video to Malala to extend their well wishes and relate how they were affected by this young Pakistani woman's powerful story.
And she definitely she took a way bigger path than I think anyone here could have. She's got way more guts than a lot of people.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.